Hey, Joel. Hey, Joel.
KFADNS KFADNS how do you read?
Loud and clear. Yeah, when we left the Stutz repeater there, I couldn't tell whether you said go to this one or Dell's repeater, so I've been playing back and forth.
Yeah, I caught you there on Dell's repeater, and you were a little bit scratchy, and then you got worse, and I just don't have the power to reach it with the current mobile rig that I have, so I suggested a couple of times to go to this one, and here we are.
Yeah, I might have to rethink my progression of channels, and this might play into being the primary one, because this is the one that you can hit the best with all your stuff.
Well, I think I'm going to make some changes on that. So, again, you know, I'm running my old mobile radio, which is only 25 watts, and on 2 meter, it's only pushing out 15. And I run my 12-inch antenna, my garage antenna that I've been out of the garage with, but I have a longer one, an 18-inch, I think it is, and that one reaches a little bit further. But I just didn't put it on this morning for the driver I'm taking.
Yep, that's, I mean, you got to switch antennas like that. That does kind of make it a pain in the butt.
Yeah, because when you put the long one on, you forget to take it off and you pull in the garage. It's a bad day.
Well, at least then you're only down to one antenna, so maybe it's a self-correcting issue.
Yeah, it makes the choice a little easier, doesn't it?
So you're cleaning trails today, I understand.
Yeah, we're going to put in, I don't know, probably 3-4 hours. We make a whole half of trip. Yeah, I'm going to, this is my return day two after knee surgery, so I'm going to take it easy and try not to overdo it.
Yeah, definitely don't want to re-aggravate anything there, so yeah, you be careful. Hey, how did your, you know, speakeasy go last night?
Oh, man, we had a great time. I'll tell you a little about the tradition of the time, but yeah, it was great. We had a bunch of friends show up, and oh, it's just one of those things where, hey, if you can make it, great. If you can't, no big deal. Just a couple hours, stop by for a beer after work on Friday and the weekend, and guys, for not inviting you before the last second there, so definitely we'll have you on the list for next time around.
Yeah, no worries there at all. The Friday nights I go over and visit and see my mom in Sheboygan, so yep, no worries. Well, that's good, man. That's a neat idea that you do that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's it's rooted in, you know, the great shamdemic of 2020 when our government overlords decreed how many people we could gather together with in the privacy of our own homes and celebrate our First Amendment rights, and we just decided that we were going to do our own thing and have as many people over as we wanted, and in the tone of the old Prohibition days, we had a secret location to gather.
No, that's really cool. I love that. That is awesome. You know, awesome event and whatnot, and just the reason behind it makes it even better. But hey, brother, I'm pulling into Meyer Hardware, so I got to go pick up a few things. You have a good day today. Be safe. Don't re-aggravate anything. And we will be talking to you later. K8DAT, clearing your final.
Hey, copy that, Chris. You have a great day, too. By the way, I got a text message from Josh telling me that he's monitoring us, and he didn't have to put in a PL tone to hear us. So I assume that he's monitoring us on this frequency and he just doesn't want to break in because he's not licensed yet. But hello there, Josh. Hope you have a great day, too. And we'll catch you guys later. KFA-ENF, clear.
QRZ for radio check. This is November 8, Echo November Juliet from Tampa.
You're coming through loud and clear. K8FPW. Top of the beat.
KF8BLB, NO3C. KF8BLB, NO3C.
KFA-ENF. Good afternoon, Drake. How are things up in Harbor? A nice little cool down in the temps and another beautiful day. Digging this weather.
I'm a big fan. I can actually have the windows open and the sunroof open without dying.
That's pretty all right. How's Tragic City?
Decently tragic.
For the tips you gave me the other day on getting into the D-Star 70-centimeter repeater up here, I was able to get into it. And, wow, whatever reflector you put on there, that does get a lot of traffic. I just listened for a little while, and there's all kinds of stuff going on there. And it just proved to me that it worked, and I was real happy with that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Actually, I think I might have forgotten to switch it back, so I might do that when I get home.
Jumped back on it yet to see if that's still the case, but it's probably still there and still getting a lot of chatter.
Yeah, I'll probably have to go change it back when I get back home then, so. Well, I'm glad you got to use it, so. That's cool. Usually we just let it sit on 24 Alpha because that's the State of Michigan Aries Rayfies reflector, or Oxcom reflector.
Setup is there, so that's good to know. I just wanted to prove that I could get it to work. I don't have any other contacts out there that are on D-Star, but that might be changing down the road here, so I want to be able to get into it if and when I can, so thanks again.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of D-Star. Matter of fact, that's the only D-Star repeater that we have in this part of the state. We used to have one down here in near the Travers area. It was out towards Empire, but that's gone now. It really never got used. So, that's really the only D-Star repeater there is around here. Everything else is either Fusion or DMR. There's quite a bit of DMR and Fusion going on.
It can be believed. There is a D-Star repeater in Elmira. And I've got a friend of mine that lives in Boyne Falls that is about to get his ham ticket and he'll start jumping on this stuff. And that's a potential contact point for us. But I don't know. I haven't been able to reach it on 70 centimeters from Harbor Springs up here. but I don't know. Maybe it's there, maybe it's not. There was a 70-centimeter repeater that's on the list here in Conway, and I found out that that had been moved some time ago and is now downstate, so I don't know how often that thing gets updated.
Well, it actually tells you the last time it was updated on Repeater Book. You must be looking at Repeater Book, because those repeaters are still on Repeater Book, but they don't exist, yeah. The one in Elmira, the Elmira repeaters, there's none left there. There was a VHF and a UHF there in Elmira, and neither of those exist anymore. I think there is even a 220 repeater down there, and that doesn't even... I've tried keying that up too, and it doesn't exist either, so... Yeah, there is, as far as I know, Petoskey and Mackinac City are the only D-Starter-capable repeaters that we have.
I guess, maybe I won't be playing with it all that much.
Yeah, D-Starter was kind of popular a while ago, and that's kind of dropped off a little bit now. Especially, mostly since the radios are just so darn expensive. The most common and cheapest mode to get into is DMR. You can spend as little or as much as you want on a DMR radio, and you can talk to anybody with as cheap or as expensive of a radio they want, which is the nice thing about DMR. Fusion is, yeah, I mean, they've got some lower price point radios, and they've got some very expensive ones, like this mobile I have here. It's an FPM 500, or 510, actually. The Fusion mode, in my opinion, it's okay. It's not as simple to operate as DMR is, to, like, change what room you're on. DMR... you can change talk groups by just turning your channel knob or pressing your up and down on your channel talk group buttons, depending on the radio and how you have it programmed. So, most commercial modes that you'll find, those are usually the easiest to operate, mainly because of the way they're designed to be user friendly. But not really in the programming aspect. That's a different story.
A whole lot of learning and experimenting for me to do on FM. So that's where I'm focusing my attentions. And the new radio I bought to go along with my ham ticket is a ICOM 5100. I've got that set up as my base station. So I've been enjoying that, and it's happened to come with D-Star. So I thought I'd give it a try. But man, what a great radio! I'm experimenting on it with a buddy of mine who also picked up ICOM 530, maybe? I can't remember the model name, but he and I have been talking. He lives over in Brutus, and there's a big hill in between us, but we can both hit the Petoskey repeater on low power, and that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the 19's a screamer. That one, when we first put that up, I was... Very picky about how I had it tuned, and I wanted to make sure that it received as well as it transmitted, and it definitely does that.
Although I gotta say, there's hardly any local traffic on it. I've been hearing a couple of people that are in town, you know, on vacation and stuff, that are keying it up, but there's a ton of traffic on the Sheboygan repeater. A lot of people over there that are using it, and you know, a lot of vacationers that are over on Mullet Lake and in Sheboygan and Mackinac City, people on Mackinac Island I've been hearing on it. So, yeah, it's a great little system, and kudos to you and all the work that you put into it to make it all work together.
Yeah, we try. the main reason why you don't hear a whole lot of local traffic is from, especially from tourists, is the 19 is a newer machine. That hasn't been around for a very long time. It's been around maybe a year or two. So that's probably why. It's not as well known as the 7.4, which has been around for eons, and so is the 1.1. That's why you hear more traffic on those ones. or more tourist traffic anyway, because I would imagine there's a decent amount of tourists going to Petoskey. But as far as I can understand, I mean, heck, even when I was in Petoskey a few weeks ago, the 6-8, I have not been able to get that to come up. So, seems like it's the only one there is the 1-9 that actually works, and but since it's new, it's not very well known.
Are you referring to the one that Straits Area Amateur Radio Club maintains up in Stutzmanville? Because I get into that one all the time, and I think there's a net on there. I'm not a big net guy, but I can hit that very easily from wherever I am. There's just never anybody on it.
I used to be able to key it up from all the way down here, and I can't even raise it anymore. In fact, I was even like in around that area, and I still couldn't bring it up. Every once in a while, I can key up that machine, and then like I can't hold it. Or it's just, it keys up once and then it never keys up again.
That tower and the other one that's like, like a half mile away from it from the ice storm. So maybe they're still struggling with some of those things with some damage to the antennas that were on it. But I did see a video that somebody took with a drone of the tower that has Del Reynolds equipment on it. And wow. Just the damage to all of the antenna arrays on that thing was pretty substantial. Do you know much about what has happened with some of the other towers around the Petoskey area up on Chandler Hill? And you know, I know some of the GMRS repeaters that we used to use are still down. I know the tower in East Jordan that had the East Jordan GMRS repeater on it, I think that whole tower collapsed. Do you know anything about any of the efforts to get those back up and running, or is it a funding thing, or what? Do you have any idea?
As far as East Jordan, that's on the ground. I don't know if they're going to rebuild it or what. I haven't heard a whole lot about that. There was one on Krause Road, another tower on Krause Road that also came down. There was one in one over at, the Highlands. That one came down, too. The one in Vanderbilt, the 9 and 10 tower, the top 100 feet toppled over because they didn't have any guy wires on the top of it. And I think there was another one that came, there may have been another one that came down, but I don't remember. I think that was all of them.
That's what we affectionately refer to as Chandler Hill around this area here. It's kind of an old nomenclature for that feature that's just east of town and south a little bit. But, yeah, big tall area over there and great place to put towers.
Yep. As far as the efforts to get those back up, I don't know if there is or what the deal is or anything like that, really. I don't even know. As far as the one in Vanderbilt, they're probably just going to have to rebuild that tower. That's a real mess.
That's another one in the area. I think that one's up in Vanderbilt, and that one is still up and running. I can key that one up once in a while, but I don't listen in on it that often. I think they have quite a bit of net traffic on that one too.
Yeah, that's the IRA. They use RF linking, opposed from, voice over IP linking. And from time to time, that machine will get so noisy that it's really hard to understand anybody downstate, or anybody at all through it. There's a lot of signal mixing whenever the band gets enhanced, especially around this time of year. And most people, more stations, will just become unintelligible on that repeater.
A couple of local buddies and I, we've got a little comms plan just to stay in touch with each other. And you know, during that ice storm, we were relying on the GMRS repeaters, and cell service was really poor around this area because of it. I think some of the cell towers were damaged or down, and we were using the GMRS repeaters, and they went down after about 5 days. I'm assuming that the fuel on their backup generators was exhausted. This machine was up, and I actually keyed it up and talked to a friend of mine on it before I had my license, and consider that kind of an emergency situation, and got some intel from some other guys about where to get fuel in the area and stuff, so it was quite useful. So thanks again for keeping it up and running.
Yeah, no problem. That was, it was kind of our deal with, to keep those going, so I think it was like the only one until it ran out of gas, and then it got refilled, so there you go. All right, sir, I'm going to let you go. I'm just pulling into my driveway. 7-3, any DMH mobile.
KE8FUW, Mike.
W8FSM Test, Northern Michigan Hub, 12345.
Yeah, here you on 511 for W2PG.
I was going to say, I saw it connect, so I was making sure. Okay.
K8DYS Mobile. This is K8DYS Mobile. This is K8DYS, KB8DRV, you out there?
You got the room for a minute.
Alright, how's the audio coming through on this one? We're out in the pickup, talking through the St. Marie repeater, Brad's repeater up here, the KEASJW.
Doesn't sound as good. And it's still getting that drop out, like the signal just cuts out and you rekey.
Still getting the same drop out, huh? And it's just dropping out?
Ryan, there's nothing wrong with your audio. Must be packet loss or something.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Alright, thanks, Drake. I think, hang on, let me try something different here. K-A-C-Y-S. Alright, K-B-A-Z-R-V. K-A-C-Y-S. How's that coming through?
K-A-C-Y-S, yeah, that sounds good there. I mean, audio is a little, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It sounds good. I can copy you perfectly. Just sounds a little different than I'm used to hearing you, but that's understandable for what you're doing. Am I cutting out? My signal sound like it's dropping to you, or is it staying solid?
No, you're coming good. I've just got an RF link to the repeater in Harrison, so that's how I'm getting it. But yeah, I just had to take Mark out of the equation and put... Mark has a... I forgot some of the stuff. I've been busy doing stuff, so it's hard for me to keep all the little stuff straight, but you're just going through my stuff here. So I just wanted to say hi. I caught you, so... Just saying hi. There is actually the Masabi Miner coming through. We come up here to see some traders, and then we're gonna move on tomorrow and go move to a different town, and so we're just kind of bouncing around, doing some stuff, having fun. I'm just spending time with my family here. So they got a new lot going in. They got three big cranes here from Europe. I forget where. It looks like it might be a German company. I don't know. I can't read it. I had to get the binoculars out to read the sign up on top. But they're all lit up. It's really quite cool looking. A lot of stuff going on up here. There's a car show today. They had a bunch of vendors out today. Food trucks, it's been pretty busy up here, so quite fun, for sure. Hopefully we're making it in. I'm coming through, like I said, I'm coming through Brad's or Peter up here, so it should be fine. Everything should be working good.
Well, you never cut out once there. You never unkeyed. Came through solid the whole time. There's a little bit of scratch or hiss in there with you. It's very slight. You're fully readable. But that sounded real good. Well, I'm glad you're having fun. That's a good time. Yeah, it's very interesting. I haven't been up to the locks in, well, I don't know how many years. I was a kid. So... And it was pretty fascinating. I saw one boat, ship, whatever, come through, you know, and go through the locks. And I still remember that pretty well. I don't remember the name of the ship or anything like that, but it was going from the west to the east. And that was really, really cool. So, but you came in without a unkey that time. So... Whatever you did, or I don't know if it's just making a better connection now, it's definitely, it's really cool because I can hear you just fine.
Yep, no doubt. I think the water tower, I was looking when I come into town here, I think the antenna's on the south side of the water tower. It looks like a Super Station Master or something. I don't really know, but the other one had cell phone antennas on it. So I'm assuming the one that I'm talking out of is, I'm running low power and my truck's not running. So that's probably what the hiss you're hearing is, but. Yeah, you're coming through the Northern Michigan Link Network. So you're coming through a few repeaters through Michigan, so. Just so you know, and I'm gonna be jumping on here, I'm going to disconnect it because it's an RF link to just a VHF link there. So we haven't gotten the UHF done yet. We got to hire a climber to do it because they won't let us do it ourselves. But we'll figure that out hopefully before winter. We'll see. I am going to my Kendra and Addy, they walked out. The Mesabi miners getting ready to pull out of here. And it's a big, I don't even know, it's like 800 foot. It's a big one. So I'm going to run out there and check that out. I'll sign off with you. Good hearing you. I'll be on here tomorrow. I don't know if I can get this repeater from where I'm going to where I'm going, but maybe. I'm only going about an hour away, so it's a possibility. But if not, you'll hear me when I come back through. All right, Bob, have a good night. We'll catch you on the flip side. I'll be heading back Monday. So if you're on here, well, you'll hear me. K8DYS, clear on your final.
Okay, Ryan, very good. Sounds like a lot of fun you're having. And I know your better half loves those freighters, so seeing those big ships. So that's really cool. I'm happy for you. All three of you, I'm assuming your little one's with you. But she's not so little anymore. Getting to be a big girl. She's growing up fast. They always do. All right. Well, thanks for hollering out. It's good to make contact with you. I will be on the, well, I'll have the radio on pretty much all day tomorrow. I'll leave it on till I call it a night tonight, which won't be too long from now. Kind of waiting up for my daughter to get back from Bay City. She went over to the Bay City fairgrounds, the state fair, whatever, the fair, and they're having a truck show.